Much of this acreage were actually owned privately by the 4-acre ranch in the far north and the Chapman Barnard Ranch, which is a short distance southeast. Talk to us about how you were able to purchase from them and were they willing to sell?
Well, you have to look at the economic side of things. If you remember, in 1973, cattle prices got really high, and the federal government imposed price regulations restricting the price of beef. And those laws were to expire in September of 1973, as I recall. Everybody thought cattle prices then would go through the roof. Well, they went the other way. They went through the basement. You had a series of events. You had the Jimmy Carter administration when interest got up to 21%. If a cowman is in the cattle business, it's not something like the stock market you can get in and out of at will. You've got land that you either own or lease. If you don't operate it, somebody else is going to. If you're leasing it and don't lease it, well, somebody else will, and then you're out. If you have the cattle, you can't just get in and out of the cattle business. So you had ranchers that could not service the debt that they encountered in the Carter administration. So they were upside down, and some of them were in such a bad financial position, they just literally stuck a pistol in their mouth and pulled the trigger. I know of several instances where that happened. So you had land in the early 80s that was for sale largely for economic reasons. The Adams 4-acre ranch was not being actively marketed, but it was for sale. Some of the Drummond properties were for sale. The Barnard properties were different. The Barnard Trust owned 29,000 acres. No one in the family wanted to be in the ranching business and manage something like that. So the income they would receive from their ranching holdings were minimal. They could have got much more had they invested it in a certificate of deposit. They would have got several times more money. So the family wanted to sell. You had a situation in Osage County where you had premier tallgrass prairie that was for sale that historically had not been for sale. James A. Chapman and Horace G. Barnard started buying land in Osage County in 1915, and it simply was not for sale. They put together over 100,000 acres of the best tallgrass prairie that there is, and it wasn't for sale. It was off the market. Well, with Chapman dying in 66 and Barnard in 69 and their interests going into their respective trusts, the Barnard family wanted to sell. So to carry it forward to the federal proposal, in 1987, a bill was introduced in the United States Senate to establish a Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve with a maximum size of 50,000 acres. In 1988, that bill died. Also in 1988, the Mormon Church came to town, and at one time, one signature bought almost 70,000 acres from the Adams family. So a big chunk of what was to be in the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve was gone. It was sold, and it was not going to be for sale anytime soon. You need a representative sample of Tallgrass Prairie to have a Tallgrass Prairie Preserve. You can't have a postage stamp-sized preserve. So the Barnard Ranch was the only one for sale. And in 1989, the Nature Conservancy purchased that.
It's a unique piece of land, too, because it's the meeting place of America. The eastern part of the preserve is the last remnant of what was the great eastern forest that ran all the way from the Atlantic into the middle part of America. The western part of the preserve, you go from trees to open grassland almost immediately, roughly along the 36-inch rainfall line. But this is literally where the eastern forest meets the Great Plains. So it makes it especially dramatic.
So the Nature Conservancy then would buy the Barnard part of the Barnard Chapman Ranch.
That's correct.
Eventually, the Chapman Ranch was sold.
It was not officially on the market, but it was purchased by Bill Reeds. What happened is, for the last 10 years before the Conservancy bought it, Bill Reeds from Tulsa had leased the Chapman and Barnard holdings. In his lease, he had a right. If they wanted to sell it, he had the right to pay 105% of the price for which they were willing to sell, and he got it. It didn't reopen the bidding process. If they were willing to sell it for $200 an acre, he could pay $210 an acre and get it. End of bargaining. So when the Conservancy signed a contract to buy the 29,000-acre Barnard Ranch, Bill Reeds did not exercise his option to buy it. Then the 35,000-acre Chapman portion came up for sale a few years later, and the Conservancy entered into an agreement to buy that. Bill Reeds said, I'm paying 105%, and I get it. And that's what happened. He got it. He owned it for 3 years and sold it to Lee Bass from Fort Worth, who continues to own it, and has added another 15 or so thousand acres. Lee Bass now owns almost 50,000 acres that surrounds the north and west side of the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve.
There have been people who asked him, would you donate or can we buy to add this to the nature preserve?
Lee Bass has been a very good neighbor. You know, he owns a lot of land in a lot of states. He is very interested in conservation. He was on the Texas Game and Parks Commission for a number of years. He has a strong conservation background and interest. And he has been using his ranch there in Osage County to foster conservation. He has made it available for prairie chicken studies. He's altering his burn program to make it more beneficial for wildlife without negatively impacting his ranching operation. He's been a very good neighbor. And we're very happy with him as a neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Just that people cannot go on to his ranch when they come.
It is private, and, you know, if I were in his position, I would not let people on it either.
Right.
I can't fault him for that.
We should point out here, too, now that Joe Williams, of the Williams Companies, was chairman of the National Board of Governors of the Nature Conservancy.
That's correct.
And then we have another name that will play in this, John Sawhill, who headed the Conservancy's national offices.
That's correct.
So those are names that we will continue to talk about. Now,